8. 2 Peter 1:8. The apostle says, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." Father, bless this holy word now. In thy name, amen. We're all saved the same way, not at the same time, but the same way. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses all sin. If any man come unto me, I will in no wise cast him out. The Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul had good memories. Peter remembered when he denied the Lord. He never forgot that. That was with him for the rest of his life. But he also knew what it was to be forgiven and to be restored. That's why the Lord said, "Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." So he knew that, and so did Paul. Paul the Apostle said, "I'm the chief of sinners, not worthy to be called an apostle. I persecuted the church of God." But he also was used of God to write half the New Testament. So we understand these things. We don't live in the past. We don't carry guilt around. We don't make ourselves vulnerable to Satan where he can beat us to death. Well, he'll try to. That's for certain. As far as the Lord's concerned, he has forgiven you of your sins. If you've confessed them, he said, if you confess, he's faithful and just to forgive. Homologia, folks, that's all it is. Just agree with God in the Word as he points it out to you. Agree with him, and God cleanses you from all sin. You don't have to beat yourself to death. You don't have to go into some kind of a penance program, something of that nature. You simply accept what Christ has done for us, and that is absolutely essential. When you try to add anything to the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you're arrogant on your own, and that's an indication of your self-righteousness. And you do not want to do that, because that's one thing God turns against, and he turns against it quickly. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." I drive along and I watch things. I look at them. I still do. When I was just a kid, I don't know if this is a gift or a curse, but I could walk into a room, and if as much as a teacup had been moved, I knew it. For some reason or another, I was like that. My daughter's about the same way, too. She got that from her daddy. Walk into a room, and you can see if something has changed. I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. I remember where I came from. I drive around and I look at the gullies and I see the people down there where they've been sleeping and the garbage and all. Do you know how I feel? I feel bad about it. I feel bad for them. I wish they had something better than that. If they ever had the Lord, they would have something better than that, because he'd give them what they need on the inside to overcome the outside. I see people wandering by the roadside. We have a lot more now in this area than we ever did. When I first came to Temple, you never saw anybody out walking unless their car was broke down. But now the road's full of people. And they look so, some of these people look so sad. I passed a man last night on the road, and he's doing this. He's just beating at the air. It's like his brain was burned out. It's so sad, so sad. And he looked like he might be in his 50s. Think about that, how that he has to live in that kind of world. I drive by the joints that I used to go to. You know what a joint is, don't you? I used to go by these joints, but it's been 50 years since I've been to any of them. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Yes, I do. I drive by. The old house I grew up in over on Beaumont, I drive by, and it brings back a lot of memories. Just a boy when we lived there. Went to Beaumont Grammar School. Then I went to Rural High School. But that takes me back to the beginning of my life. And the high school that I went to, Rural High School, is falling apart. But I was a 17-year-old boy playing basketball at Rural High School, and I lived for basketball. That was my life. I played basketball, and I ran the high hurdles. I ran track around the 440 and the high hurdles. But I didn't know anything about God. But God knew me. He knew me long before I knew him. It's something he was going to do with my life. And at the right time, he came to me. But it reminds me, folks, you see, when you live in a town for 76 years, you get to know it a little bit. The only time I've been away from here is the 4 years I was off the military. Apart from that, I've been here, right here in this town, for 76 years, practically. So I've got to know it real well. The dry cleaners, on Beaumont Avenue. I'll drive by that on occasion. It's no longer a cleaner's, hadn't been for decades. But that's where I met Linda Gail Gone. Y'all know who that is? That's where I met her. Amen. Swept me off of my feet. I said, that's the prettiest woman in the world. Amen. And so from that day on, I was hooked, you know. And so it goes. But she met me when I was unsaved. I didn't know the Lord. And I took her back to Camp Lejeune, put her in a little old camper back there. They had 500 of them. They all looked the same. They called it Silver City. And that's where we lived when we first got married. That's a big difference from where she came from, because she had never lived anything like that before. And she hadn't lived away from her family before. And here's this Marine drags her off something like 300 or 400 or 500 miles away from home. But I didn't know the Lord then either. Didn't know her when I first got saved. The house where I met the Lord is still there. I drive by it and I look down at that house. Now, I'm telling you folks, this is not drama. This is the truth. I drive around this town and my memory goes back to these places and I remember them like it's yesterday. And I look at that house sitting there and I can take you to the living room in that house. And on the living room in that house, there's a sofa. And if you sit down on that sofa and have a deacon sit down next to you and open the Bible, it was that night that I bowed my I bowed my head and I said, Lord Jesus, come into my soul and save me. And when I raised my head up, I was never the same again. I went into that house one way and came out a completely different man. I had no idea what was about to happen to me. House is still there. The church I was baptized in, Third Creek Baptist Church, down there on Oak Ridge Highway, still there. And I was baptized. And my sweetheart was baptized with me. She'd already been baptized once before, but I don't think the Lord get mad if you get baptized twice, do you? Doesn't bother him. She was baptized with me. I think trying to show the people that we were one, she and I together. The church where I was baptized, the church where I started pastoring in 1976. I come down Woodrow Drive and I don't look at this building, I look at that one. Because that's all they had in 1976. They were good people. That's all they could afford. They built that building up there in the front back in the 60s. Temple Baptist Church has been in existence since the 40s, I think, in 49 or somewhere. It's the oldest Temple Baptist Church in this area, period. And so I started here in 1976, and here I am. I'm still here, 46 years later. God's given me a beautiful daughter, 3 beautiful granddaughters. He's given me family, and He's given me sons-in-laws, and He's given me, what do you call it, a granddaughter, grandson-in-law? What would you call that? I don't know what you call it. But I love my family. I love my family. So what I'm trying to say to you tonight, God's been good to me. I've lived quite a while here, and God's been with me every step of the way. He's never failed me, folks. I'm not telling you that because I got it out of the book. I'm telling you that from my heart. There's been some hard times. Sure, we've had some blows. Everything's happened. I'm a veteran pastor. I've been through dogfight after dogfight after dogfight. Amen. I've been at this long enough. I can about smell one on its way coming. And, this kind of thing happens. That's part of it. But I'm still here. I'll say one more thing, and then I'll close with what I have to say. 10 years ago now, in October, which was just a few weeks ago, I was laying in the hospital with heart failure. I have AFib, atrial fibrillation, but I let it go too long, and it got me into heart failure. And folks, if you've ever had heart failure, you know what it is to be weak. I was so weak, I couldn't even lift my head up. I had to stay in bed all day. I couldn't do anything until my heart gradually healed back. That was 10 years ago. A lot of people 10 years ago didn't give me a chance 6 months. They didn't think I'd be here for a year. But I'm here 10 years later. And I bless him. I don't fear when I go to bed at night. I've got Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson there, and I've got Sam Colt over here, and Sturm Ruger, he's over there, and the K-Bar, that's there, and Mr. Winchester, he's over there, 1300, 12 gauge. And you say, preacher, you got all those violent guns? They're not violent, they're just guns. They're just there. That's all. They're there. They're there. They're there. And I think you'd be wise if you learned how to shoot one. You really would. You'd be wise. You'd learn how to use a weapon. You'd be wise. I don't want to hurt anybody. I have no desire to hurt anybody. But I don't think I'm supposed to turn my family over, my loved ones over, to some murdering devil either. Amen. Stop him in his tracks if I can. Send him on to his maker. God's been good to me, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful. God's blessed this ministry. Folks, did you know that we've had over 4,000 people log on to our website and watch our communion Sunday night? The communion. Because they're out here and they got nothing. They're everywhere and they got nothing. You ought to read what they say on Zion 41:31, I think it is. Read what some of those people say. It's amazing. Blows your mind what they say. And God bless them. God bless every one of them. Maybe we can help somebody tonight. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for our sister right there, for the testimony she gave. God's blessed, been good to her. Amen. He's given her a heart for children, a heart for the ministry. Amen. And that makes all the difference in the world. I want you to have an opportunity tonight, if you'd like to say something, to be, you know, in thanks to God. You know, it's an opportunity to do that. You're not forced to do anything. You don't have to say anything. But if you want to. But if you do, consider other people too, and be brief in what you say. One of the greatest lessons to ever learn in speaking is how to condense what you want to say and get it across and not drag it out with people. That's a gift. Is anybody in this house tonight thankful to God for what He's done for you? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. You were 16. God bless your soul.
46 years ago, I married this woman. Best thing ever happened to me other than receiving the Christ as my first husband. And I'm amazed at what God does with a fool like me. That's all I can say.
Well, He's put up with me, too. I'm a fool, too. I made foolish moves. I don't know how many times. We all make a fool out of ourselves every once in a while here and there. All right. That's good. Anybody else?
Thank God for my family and my young ones and for reaching down to the Karen.
I hope everybody knows what Karen is. My grandmother was fond of that word, Karen. If she said it once, she said it 1,000 times. All right. Anybody else? Yes. Good. Good. All right. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Beyond all you might ask or think. Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for when I was 29 that the Lord came to my life. And that's the first thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for 46 years of marriage. Just then, we don't think that even there I've been with the little ones that the Lord
Amen. Amen. All right, anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen.
I do have a lot
to thank you for. Yes, amen. Yes, sir?
I just want to give thanks to the Lord for saving my soul. I feel it, God. But he's got no fruit.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Amen. God bless you. Probably in this house tonight, you've been saved longer than anybody. Yeah, I got saved in 73, and you got saved in 60 years ago. 62? All right. I was still in high school. Yes, sir.
I